making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So Netflix customers, at least some of them, are not happy that Netflix has gotten rid of the animated version of...
You're a mean one.
The Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
Why?
The new one that came out in like 2018 or
yes.
whatever. No reason why, but the Jim Carrey version is still on the platform, which is the only Grinch I really need, honestly. That's my favorite one. But a whole bunch of Twitter people, parents, and subscribers started tweeting about how upset that they are. I don't know why you would do this on December 4th.
Right.
Too, like just
we're
leave.
Getting into the heart of the season.
Right. But you were telling me something also about the singer of the...
Yes, so that is... Most people think that's Boris Karloff singing, but it's actually a guy named Thurl Ravenstone, and he was also the voice of Tony the Tiger from the Kellogg's commercial.
He's the one that says they're great?
Yep. If you listen, you can kind of hear it.
Yeah, you do kind of hear it a little bit. All right, what do you got?
So Blake Shelton's Happy Anywhere duet with Gwen Stefani has made his official 28th number one song. It's also Gwen's second number one on country radio. She talked about the honor on Instagram, saying, Blake and I can't believe to get to be a part of your 28th number one radio hit and have my second country radio hit with Happy Anywhere. She also said, sure is fun being number one, but with you, it's another level. Thank you, country radio, and thank you to everyone that listens to this fun, happy, love-filled song.
I could be happy anywhere with you.
And is it Fury?
Oh, Guy Fieri?
Fieri. Yeah. He's raised over $21.5 million to help restaurant workers.
All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. He's had a restaurant employee relief fund. He's able to receive some of the fund's biggest donations from mega companies like Pepsi and Uber Eats. The funds helped around 43,000 people in the restaurant industry receive $500 grants for assistance.
They talk about Flavor Town a lot in this article, so I made sure I pulled this up.
It took me a second to understand this music.
Yeah. That's why I pulled this.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.